And the day is bright gray, turning green, feminine, marvelous, and tough, watching the sun come up over the Navy Yard to write scotch tape body in a notebook. Had 17 and a half milligrams. Dear Margie, hello. It's 5:15 a.m. Fuck till 7. Now she's late to work, and I'm 18, so why are my hands shaking? I should know better. I wake up, back aching from soft bed. Pat gone to class, Ron to work. I never heard a sound. It's my birthday. I put on birthday pants, birthday shirt, go to Adams, buy a Pepsi for breakfast, come home, drink it, take a pill, I'm high. I do 3 Greek lessons to make up for cutting class. I read birthday book from Joe on Juan Gris, real name Jose Victoriano Gonzalez. Stop in the middle, read all my poems, gloat a little over new ballad, quickly skip old sonnets, imitations of Shakespeare. Back to books. I read poems by Auden, Spencer, Pound, Stevens, and Frank O'Hara. I hate books. I wonder if Jan or Helen or Babe ever think about me. I wonder if David Bearden still dislikes me. I wonder if people talk about me secretly. I wonder if I'm too old. I wonder if I'm fooling myself about pills. I wonder what's in the icebox. I wonder if Ron or Pat bought any toilet paper this morning. This is number 36, and it's more or less an imitation of Frank O'Hara. More or less than more. It's 8:54 a.m. in Brooklyn. It's the 28th of July, and it's probably 8:54 in Manhattan. But I'm in Brooklyn. I'm eating English muffins and drinking Pepsi, and I'm thinking of how Brooklyn is New York City, too. How odd. I usually think of it as something all its own, like Bellows Falls, like Little Chute, like Wee John Boo. I never thought on the Williamsburg Bridge that I'd come so much to Brooklyn just to see lawyers and cops who don't even carry guns taking my wife away and bringing her back. No, and I never thought Dick would be back at Goode's, beard shaved off, long hair cut, and Carol reading his books when we were playing cribbage and watching the sun come up over the Navy Yard across the river. I think I was thinking when I was ahead I'd be somewhere like Perry Street, erudite, dazzling, slim, and badly loved, contemplating my new book of poems to be printed in simple type on old brown paper, feminine, marvelous, and tough.